If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Good morning.
Oh, hey. It's Carl Frisch. Fantastic.
Wow. Okay. Something's gone right today.
Woo, that makes one. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. Mike Pence, 2020.
By the way, somebody made them. This is great. Paula says, Mama, I'm sorry, but look at the side-by-side of Mike Pence and the blow-up autopilot from the airplane movie. They're almost identical. He does look like autopilot. He's Otto. He's Otto, the blow-up VP.
They're like a little bigoted creamsicle, orange on the outside and white on the inside.
Or a Lego. Someone says he looks a little like a Lego. Yeah.
That's true.
Right.
You can try all kinds
nowhere
of
near Aleppo.
Hats on him.
Yeah. Were you like Jim and I? I was so irritated by him that I couldn't. First of all, I agree with Rachel Maddow. I think the whole thing was just a hot mess. Like, they were interrupting each other. The moderator lost control. It just was. Pence lied his ass off through the whole thing.
So
well,
smug.
On point, I would give it to Tim Kaine. On style, I would give it to Mike Pence.
Right.
So, but I will say that Team Trump needed way more than a draw to help their situation.
That's what I was saying, that I guess a lot of the pundits were saying that Pence won. I was saying, I guess, you know, I feel like they're so invested in keeping this a horse race somehow, but the CNN focus group that night, you know, of undecided said Kaine won, and then...
Well, the focus group, right.
Right, and then the poll, I think, that just came out, CNN, Pence was up at like 4 points or something. You're right, like
right.
Almost like a draw.
Like 44, something like that.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, this is the same poll that showed Hillary getting like 67% to Trump's 20-something.
Right, right.
So, yeah, I mean, the focus groups said that Tim Kaine won, and again... He made point after point after point, and if you look at what has been done with the videos from that debate, you could say that Tim Kaine lost on debate night, but won the following day, and the day after.
I said that too. I'm like, the minute they put Trump actually saying those things with, you know, Pence shaking his head sadly saying, no, he didn't say that. Yeah.
Well, you know, I kept on thinking he was wanting to say, I don't even know who you're talking about. Who is this Donald Trump? That doesn't sound like a real person's name.
Yes, and then, of course, Trump took all the credit. I'm getting a lot of credit, because it has to be about him, of course.
Right. Well, there were some stories with background quotes from people inside the Trump team saying that Trump was not happy at all.
That he was pissed because right, he did better than he did, at least, which that was a low bar.
The guy that spent weeks studying for the exam did better than Trump? So,
yeah,
I mean, again, they have one major trait in common, and that is that they can't, you know, open their mouth and tell the truth.
Well, and a lot of, and I think that, you know, the basis for those reports, Carl, that Trump is pissed is because the other thing is he threw him under the bus on a bunch of things. His policy was totally the opposite of what Trump has stated on a few things, and then he didn't really defend him. He just pivoted to attack Hillary.
He pretended like the things never happened.
Right.
And then just pivoted and tried to make his points. But his points weren't even that clear. At least if you listened to the debate and you wanted to know what did Mike Pence say about Hillary, you'd have trouble figuring out what his point was. If you listened to the debate and thought, what did Tim Kaine say about Donald Trump, you knew exactly what he talked about. He talked about his insults. He talked about his taxes. And he talked about how their economic policies would favor the already well-to-do.
Right. Yeah, well, that's what you tweeted. Story of the VP debate is that Mike Pence is looking ahead to challenge Hillary in 2020 and pretending like Donald Trump doesn't exist.
Right. I the one thing I will say, and I know that Rachel Maddow said this and others had said it as well, it would have been really great if Tim Kaine had told America who Mike Pence is, because he's just as scary, if not scarier, in terms of policy as Donald Trump.
Carl, that's what I was going to say. I mean, once again, I'm sure you and I are both scratching our heads going, LGBT stuff didn't come up either from the moderator or Tim Kaine with the most homophobic governor pretty much in the country.
To recount some of his greatest hits, this is a guy who wanted to divert AIDS funding into crackpot conversion therapy for gay people.
Oh, yeah.
This is a guy who said that employers shouldn't hire gay people.
Right.
This is a guy who said that, that signed a law, or, you know, just like they had in North Carolina, and was shamed into repealing it, and that's
right.
why, by the way, his approval rating is at like 30% in his state, and why he is so lucky that Donald Trump chose him to be his running mate, because he was going to lose re-election.
Well, Morgan Fairchild, who I am dating and have seen naked, just yesterday. No, but she was saying, right, Sean, she was talking about, and look at, you know, this is a party that it claims to care about business. She was talking about the cover of the Indiana, the paper that just said, you fix this,
mm-hmm.
because,
right.
you know, there was such economic backlash over this that, you know, I mean, it was a disaster, and I can't believe it didn't even come up. That's the thing he's most famous for, is what
well,
a disaster
you know,
this anti-gay thing was in Indiana.
That's the tip of the iceberg. I mean, this is a guy who wrote an editorial saying that smoking doesn't kill people.
Right.
This is a guy
good for you.
Who signed a law saying that women who have miscarriages or have abortions must cremate or bury the fetus.
Right. Right.
And be punished.
This
right, and also be punished.
Crazy.
Yeah. 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 I'm trying to put calls on hold. I don't know why I'm doing that. Okay. Listen, we're multitasking here today, Carl. I'm also cleaning my refrigerator.
Well, that's
okay.
good. I mean, you got to have plenty of room for the wine for Sunday, right?
Yes, yes.
God, yeah.
Okay. You also tweeted, tax genius, Donald Trump's tax guy. I'm the one who did all the work. Yeah, he was on TV last night going,
wow.
He didn't. He just came in and signed it. Yeah, he's a genius that understands the tax code better than anyone else.
I don't understand when they were saying, oh, yeah, he's a genius to use the tax code to his benefit. I'm like, if Donald Trump could do his own taxes, I might say he's a genius.
Right.
But we all know he didn't do his own taxes.
Right.
So, you know, the notion that he's a genius of anything. I mean, this is a guy who claims his brilliance by citing the fact that his uncle was a professor at MIT.
Well, right. I'm sure there was someone smart in my lineage as well. But
I met a guy who looked a little like Stephen Hawking once.
There you go, Jim.
Out,
you must
know,
have rubbed off.
He always talks about how he went to Wharton Business School and he really didn't go to Wharton Business School.
Right.
No.
The prep school was just like being in the military. It felt like it to him.
He went to Wharton School.
Yeah, he always wanted
and that's
to
where
that
he first heard a
heart.
Who. You stepped on my Wharton, here's a who joke. Damn it, Carl. So what was I going to say? Oh, you know, but the other thing, though, I think the other point a lot of people are missing is when he does all this, oh, I'm the only one that can fix it. He's not going to fix it, his plan.
Only I can fix it.
He's not going to do it. It makes it worse. Right? The income inequality. He's not going to do anything that hurts his family and his business.
And by the way,
his tax plan is
acknowledged during the Bush administration, you know, that these huge tax cuts for the super wealthy, they don't help anybody but people like Donald Trump.
Right.
And the Clintons. And you know what? You can tell somebody's morals and values by what they do for people that have less than them.
Right.
The fact that Hillary's tax proposals would hurt them.
Yeah, exactly.
Says a lot more about their character. Or it says just as much about their character as the fact that Donald Trump would do tax policies that benefit himself.
Yep, you tweeted another historic endorsement for Hillary. You say the Atlantic backed Lincoln in 1860 and opposed Goldwater in 1964. Today we make our third endorsement in 159 years.
Wow.
That is.
Yeah, I think the only publication, I could be wrong, but I think the only major news publication, quote-unquote news, that has endorsed Donald Trump is the National Enquirer.
Right.
Right.
Oh, somebody
and
was way, saying my. I always
on the same cover. They had a side by side of Hillary with her body double. So.
By the way, speaking of Goldwater, because that was all over TV. Whenever I'm watching, I just like I perk up. I'm like, oh, hang on, there's my dad's running mate. But no, somebody was joking about my dad had to start every speech in '64 with what Barry meant to say was Mike Pence is just like Donald Trump didn't say that. It's just a new strategy. My dad should have thought of that. Barry didn't say that.
Yeah, I mean,
he never thought of that.
If anybody thinks that he's doing this because he thinks that Donald Trump should be president, they need to have their head examined.
Yeah. And finally, we're running long here, but you said Bill Weld basically endorsed Hillary today. Maybe Gary Johnson can search Google or the 90s for a new running mate. Yeah, Weld basically yesterday seemed like he was giving up. He's like, I'm focusing mostly on defeating Donald Trump now.
Right. Right. Which is good. Welcome
right.
to the party, Bill
yep.
Weld.
Yep.
You know, they tried to walk it back the next day on Twitter and Facebook, but
right.
I think the damage is already done. I mean, it is.
Gary Johnson is so stoned.
It's almost as fun watching the libertarians as it is watching Trump.
Gary Johnson is so stoned, he won't realize that no one's in the sidecar anymore.
Yeah,
the motorcycle.
Aleppo is just an exotic strain of marijuana.
Dude, where's Bill Weld? Oh, he fell out. Okay. Love you, Carl. Talk
Alrighty.
To you next
Have
week.
A good one.
You too. Bye-bye.